Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. For 5 years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
Hello, party people, and welcome to the small Arrow Talk podcast. I'm so excited already. There was a little delay here. I hope Block Talk is not making any hiccups tonight, so sorry about that little gap in, of silence. But let's get to the phones right away from area code 951. Who is this? Hello?
Hey, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina. Hi, how
hey.
Are you?
Oh, that's weird. I just had a voice saying that I can't get in, that the thing was full. And there you are.
I guess people dropped and then they came back on, yeah.
Oh,
so I guess,
okay.
Wow, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, we have a lot of phone people. Yeah, you got lucky. You hit the lottery. Well, welcome back. How are you?
I'm fine.
And did you watch last night's episode of Arrow?
No, of course I did.
Okay, I'm like, maybe you don't want to listen to this podcast because we will be going into it.
Oh, I know.
And first thoughts, Regina, on Darkness. Help me out. Darkness at the edge of the town or...
Something like that. Who knows?
It's a long one. It's a long one.
I'll
to bring it up. But what were your first thoughts?
I loved it.
Yes.
I mean,
pretty action-packed, right?
Yes, it was, especially at the
end. And again, Felicity in action. We have a little flirtatious from, obviously from Felicity's side, not from Oliver's side. But
yeah.
It is, and I got the title now, Darkness on the Edge of Town.
On the Edge of Town, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But what part of the edge? Did we see any of that edge?
At the end, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's where the device was stored. That's the edge of town that they're talking about.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay,
huh?
That's a stretch. All right, from area code 239, who is this? Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
You have failed this city. Just kidding. Hey, Jesus.
Yeah, well, you have to say Myra, remember? Diggs? Total... awesome switcheroo there, right?
Yes. My mom and I were going crazy at the same time.
Oh, I bet.
First thought, OMG. I was going crazy at the TV. I mean, oh, great episode. I mean, I watched that fight scene with Malcolm in the Hood twice.
That was really good. Yeah.
After it was over.
Definitely, they are stepping it up each episode, so I definitely can't wait to see the finale.
Delphi died on the island.
Yes,
wow.
Big shocker there. Do you think he's alive? I don't think so. Dead on. They better not do some soap opera thing where, oh, that's his double twin. I'm like, what? No, he's dead. All right, let's continue the phone lines from area code 432. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Hey, Seuss, do not ask me later on what I did not like about this episode, because this episode was flawless, man. It was explosive.
Oh, coming at you, Joe from Krypton. Now, Joe, does the violence compare? Is it even comparable in Krypton on Earth?
Actually, I haven't lived on Krypton in 10 years, man. I've been on Earth. I've been living amongst you Earthlings. It's pretty cool.
Nice. So I take it from your response, you really enjoyed darkness on the edge of town.
Oh, dude! Like I said, it was explosive. Literally, I mean, figuratively and literally, it was
hey,
really awesome. It was really awesome.
Very cool. Thank you, Joe. And it's good to have you back on our side, Joe. That you enjoyed the episode.
Oh yeah, I did. Oh, I mean, come on. You're being sarcastic, right?
I'm kidding. Yeah. I gotcha. All right. Let's see. From area code 201. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Hi, this is Lauren from Raptor.
Hi, Lauren. Welcome back.
Hi.
And how was your experience watching Darkness on the Edge of Town from Arrow?
I think it was pretty, you know, action.
Hello, Lauren? Did we lose her?
No, she's still there.
Okay.
What's that? Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, you kind of dropped out. Can you repeat that again, Lauren?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I just pretty much said I think it was pretty action-packed towards the end, and I like the interrogation scene, too. It was pretty clever how they...
Oh, there were so many elements in this episode where we had, again, the group coming together, Felicity, Oliver, Diggs, doing their private eye undercover. I love that. They all work together. Very, very Scooby-Doo-ish, if you know what I mean. All they needed
dynamic
was a big Great Dane.
Mission Impossible.
Dynamic between the three.
Yes. All right, let's see. We have another caller, or a lot of people on the phones. Let's see, from air code 772, welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth, welcome back, Mary Beth.
Thank you.
And
how
did you watch...
End? Yes, I did.
I know.
I
for some reason, our phone lines get full so fast, so you have to be really quick to call in.
Yeah.
Like I am.
Well, I watched it tonight. I watched it tonight on my DVR.
And how was it? How was your experience watching Darkness on the Edge of Town?
It was amazing. I've never seen such action in a show like this. It was really very well done. And I'm a little disappointed that him and Felicity didn't get together a little bit more. I think he belongs to her more than he does to Laurel, but that's my opinion.
I know. I think that's...
I know. I was like...
Mary Beth, you hit it on the head there, Mary Beth, about Felicity and Oliver. I think that's more of a fan wish that maybe... Maybe in his drunken or maybe he might be drugged later on or whatever and he might fall for her, but then, you know, he'll snap out of it. But yes, Felicity lives. It lives.
Yes, it does. Yes. But it was a very good episode. I love the fight scenes. And the interrogation that Diggle did with Arrow was a little intense.
Oh, that was good. Okay, let's take a poll now. Everybody on the phones, I'm going to go to each and every one of you. But if you are listening on the phone, if you're on hold trying to get in, or if you're listening live on the internet, please keep trying. For some reason, our phone lines are full right now, but just keep trying. Like Regina, she said it was full, but she kept trying. Right, Regina?
Yeah.
Yeah. So our phone number is 914-338-1036. This is the Arrow Talk podcast, and we are going to start talking about Darkness on the Edge of Town. Okay. I really want to start on this note. Walter, before we get into the action part, Walter, let's go around the room. Is he in the right or in the wrong to divorce Myra after finding out, you know, putting the clues together that he was set up and kidnapped even after she warned him not to start, you know, sticking his nose in the business of, you know, with the boat and, you know, the charges for that account that money was missing? Let's go around the room. Regina, do you think he's playing it safe and just getting the hell out of that family?
I think it's a good move.
Yeah.
He's
like, I want to live.
Long. I don't care anymore if he comes back or not, really.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? It's really sad because I think you might be right. I think he got cast on another show. So that was a big hint right there. Let's go to Matt from Florida. Is he doing a right thing or a wrong thing divorcing Myra Queen?
Yes, because she's a backstabbing liar all this time.
Oh, yeah, and there's a lot of secrets still covered. Yeah. If you guys remember the henchman on the island after he shot Yao Fei, he says, "We're ready for business," and they cut away to a lady with long legs and heels. I wonder who that could be.
Yeah,
we don't know yet. We don't know yet, but we could assume, right?
Yep.
All right, Joe from Krypton, should Walter divorce or not?
Oh, I definitely think he was in the right by he was making a wise decision by leaving her. But I also hope they find a way to help Moira redeem herself in season two, because I really feel bad for her. I really feel like she was in
she's getting a beating.
Yeah, exactly. My heart really goes out to her. It really does. I felt horrible.
Aww. Everybody say, aww.
Aww.
That was cool. That was cool. All right, Lauren, the floor is yours. Should Walter divorce or should he just stick with it? What happened to Death to Us Part?
I think, you know what? I'm going to be the only one who's opposite. He was wrong to divorce. I was, like, surprised, too. I don't know why, but I know that he was close to finding out, you know, about her involvement with the Undertaking, but I think it was, like, a little too soon for, I don't know. But then it could be because of, I know that Colin Salmon was, like, doing Dancing with the Stars in the UK, so that's why he wasn't.
Yeah, well, there you go. yes, I think he got a clue when he kind of figured out, okay, she just told me to stop snooping my, you know, sticking my nose in there, and then now I'm captured for 6 months. And past history, her husband died. I wonder what might happen to me now. He's a smart guy, smart guy. Let's go to Mary Beth. Mary Beth.
Yes, he definitely made the right decision. I mean, because she's not going to get any better. I mean, and he knew. He probably put two and two together that she might be behind his kidnapping to begin with. So I think he made the right decision. I feel sorry for her, but she's the one that got herself into this thing. So I think he made the right decision by leaving and divorcing
her. Yeah, all right. It looks like we're all on one side. And, Lauren, we accept your opinion because I'm sure other people listening are on your side. Okay, now we're going to the scene where Oliver is talking with Myra, and he's like, yo, tell me what's up. Literally, he's like, I'm not leaving here until you tell me what really happened. And she's trying to, of course, sugarcoat it, save her butt. And when they both, when the power went out and they got, you know, they got stung by that tranquilizer, who right away thought it was the Dark Archer? Let's go to Regina. Regina, did you think it was the Dark Archer, or did you know it was a big plan of Oliver's?
I thought it was the Dark Archer.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, holy snap.
Completely surprised me, so.
Me too. Me too. And then at their home again, once again, someone is in their home. Let's go to Lauren. Did you think it was the Dark Archer, or did you see the big plan up ahead?
I think it didn't seem like the Dark Archer's style to do that sort of thing, in my opinion. And or maybe I read spoilers and I knew that they somehow were going to, well, I knew that Oliver was smart and like trying to extract, you know, information from Moira. So that I might have suspected that he was behind that and just like.
Okay. You know. I was totally surprised, to be honest. Mary Beth, did you think it was the Dark Archer, or did you know
the
big plan?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. That was a very good twist in there. I had no idea what it was anybody but the Dark Archer. He was dressed like him and it was acting like him, so I thought it was too. So that was a good surprise that was going to happen. But that, I think, is Oliver's only way of proving that he could get his mother to talk. Because he said...
Yeah, even up until when they showed the costume and it was green, I still thought, what if the vigilante's doing this just so he could play double swords? You know, like he's like... I'm going to pretend I'm the vigilante to get information from Myra.
Right.
And
right.
Up until they showed Diggs' face, I was like, oh, okay, it's a plan.
Yeah.
All right, Joe from Krypton.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I was totally surprised by it. I really thought it was the Dark Archer.
That was a good twist,
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. It was a good one.
I agree. All right, Matt from Florida, was it a twist or did you know already?
Twist for me until the very end. Says Matt, my mom says, Matt, could you tell that was the black guy in the type. Yeah, at first I totally thought it was Dark Archer. Totally. And I loved the way...
How could you tell with him wearing clothes?
Yeah, well, I didn't know really because her and I were talking at the time, but then at the scene, yeah, that was so smart, what they did. And then and how he was hurting her, and oh my God, that was a crazy scene. One of my first top favorite scenes in the episode. That was so good.
That was cool. I know we're jumping around, but let's go all the way to the beginning of the scene of Darkness on the Edge of Town, where the Dark Archer is wiping out all loose ends, including they look like they were tech people because it was a technical company that he destroyed, you know, all the servers. But how cool was it to see the bad guy, even though it might sound so bad to say this, how cool was it to see the bad guy kick some butt and just get a glimpse of what he's doing on his own as he's trying to tighten up all these loose ends? Did it remind you of Arrow, or does he have a different technique than Arrow? Let's start with you, Matt.
I think he has a different technique, but I want to find out how he learned to do all that.
Right, awesome. There has to be a source, a central source for Green Arrow and the Dark Archer.
Yeah. It can't be Yao Fei.
Do you think
it
it's Yao Fei's daughter?
I don't know.
Was it?
I'm still curious on who on what the heck is going on the island with fires in the
army. Yeah, I really hope they either resolve it or at least give us some resolution, even though they don't have to wrap up the island next week. At least some resolution, because they can't just leave it totally loose end and just like, what? So we wasted all that time and we still don't know? I feel like I'm on Lost now. Before you know it, we're going to see a polar bear and a dark shadow. I hate to say it. All right, let's go to Regina. Regina, did you like Dark Archer's techniques? Do you think it's similar to Green Arrow or not?
No, I think they have different styles. And I think his style is very good, too.
Very slick. Very smooth, why he kicked all of his butt at the end. Yeah, I wonder how many arrows he carries. Do you think he carries the same amount as Green Arrow? Let's go around the room really, really quick. Mary Beth, do you think the Dark Archer carries the same amount of arrows?
What? I think he carries more, in my opinion. He got all those people at once. That was amazing. I think he's got more arrows than ever had.
He's carrying all the artillery. Let's go to Lauren. Yeah. Lauren, same amount of arrows or not?
Probably more. I don't know.
Probably more. Everybody's saying more. Joe from Krypton. More arrows than Green Arrow or not?
Yeah, I'm gonna say more. Also, I think he carries more than Green Arrow. Yeah.
All right, and Matt from Florida, what do you think?
More.
Is he carrying more or less?
More.
All right, I think Arrow could step it up to probably like 30. Come on, why stop at 24?
400.
400, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a self-regenerating, I don't know, you know, like a pop-up arrow. They could like pop up from like capsules and extend. You know, Batman would do that.
Yeah.
If we're going to compare it to Batman. All right, so let's see. We stopped at Mary Beth, and then we did Matt. And let's see, Joe from Krypton. Do you think Dark Archer has the same techniques as Zero, or do you think they have a little difference, you know, in execution of their skills?
Well, here's the thing. For some reason, in my area, CW likes to cut in halfway into the intro of the episode, which I totally hate.
You're
that. I don't know why they do
me.
That. But, yeah, it really makes me mad. But from what I caught, like, it was pretty much almost over when they finally cut into the episode. His style seems very different from Green Arrow's, definitely. It's very different.
Yeah. Yeah, even though they're similar, you could tell who's who, which is great.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Oh,
yeah. And Mary Beth, did I get it to you yet?
Yes, you did. Well,
I think
I
did,
Dark Arrow is a lot more violent than Green Arrow is. I mean, he don't care.
Oh, yeah.
He just goes and shoots everybody and anything. You know, and that's where his technique is different than Arrow's a little bit. Green Arrow. He's
all
more
right,
vicious.
And let's see, Lauren, did I get to you yet?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it was, he has, you know, different style. I mean, I noticed that his voice is, like, really lower, like,
More bassy.
More bassy and vicious.
Like Batman.
And then I think during that scene was he got away from the scene in his car and took off his mask or hood or something like that.
Right. It's more like it reminded me of one of the, like it's almost like a ninja where it's like covering up the
exactly.
nose
yep.
and the mouth. Yeah. And all you see is the eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool,
like
Mr.
Bane.
Merlin, definitely stepping it up. Every episode, the body count is picking up. Let's see how it ends next week. Okay, so now let's go to our favorite scenes. Think, for you guys on the phone. I'm going to give you mine, and hopefully it's not one of yours. But if it is, we can all agree, right? Okay, so mine is, and I already mentioned it earlier before, is when the team comes together, Felicity, Diggs, and Oliver, and they go undercover, and the scene where Oliver swings with Felicity, it reminded me of Star Wars. I don't know why.
Yeah.
All we needed was some stormtroopers trying to bust in on the elevator. But it was so cinematic, very heroic, very, all that good stuff that I like to watch. And they had it in that one scene, and I really enjoyed it. And the way it all came together, even though Oliver was being harassed by Tommy's dad, then Thea, and you could tell his face was just like, you know what, just back off, everybody. Let me go save Felicity. And it just came together really well, well-written, definitely one of my favorite scenes so far. Let's go to Mary Beth. You're up first. What was your favorite scene from The Edge of Darkness?
The end, when the Dark Hour and him are fighting, and the Dark Hour finds out it's Oliver. I mean, that was intense. Now he knows who he is. It left you hanging because you don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, of course.
I know, that's what they do with those things. But that's
Mary
really
Beth,
hit me.
Did you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Yes, I did.
Well, you're like, no way!
Yeah.
And
I
Matt, and
on
Matt,
on
what?
I could replay it over and over again.
Matt from Florida, what's the sound effects we should have heard? There you go.
Yeah.
All right, and since Matt gave us the dun dun dun, what was your favorite scene, Matt?
The end scene when he was fighting Malcolm, and what a badass Malcolm is at kicking.
Very cool. He just doesn't back down.
I mean, gosh, he's just a psycho. I hope he dies in the finale.
Ooh,
oh, no.
You know what? I kind of do, but then I don't because he's so good being bad.
I know, but what is and then what's going on with Tommy standing there and
if you Matt,
together.
If you had Twitter, I was calling him a peeping Tom. Get it? Dun dun.
Yeah.
He was literally a peeping Tom. Yeah, that was kind of like weird. It looked kind of cheesy too. Like, okay, this is the part where I make a sad face. Aww. It was like, okay. And then why are they making out by the window when they have the whole house to do
right.
that?
Everybody in the neighborhood could see them.
Yeah. I think the first thing I always do is look to see if the windows are open.
Right.
All right, but that's too much info. All right, let's go to Joe from Krypton. What was your favorite scene from last night's episode, Darkness Town?
There's so many, but since you stole mine.
Sorry.
Oh, no, that's cool. I'm totally playing. I mean, that was one of mine, but I'm not going to say it was my absolute favorite, but I really love that scene when Oliver goes up to Roy and tells him to back off and to take his
sister
home. That was really
cool. Wasn't that
cool? Oh,
like,
yeah.
No, go ahead.
The way he shook his hand, and he was giving him like a firm, like a really hard handshake.
Very
like,
firm.
I mean business. Take my sister home, back off. And then when he says, your brother's a wimp, and she's like, my brother's not a wimp, I'm like, oh, dude, you're going to be in for a doozy next season when you find out all of
it. Little do you know, buddy. Little do you know. And I love how they're building that up. You know, it's like slowly but subtle.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Oh, man, I'm a DC fanboy, and I love stuff like that.
So exciting.
I totally geek out. Yeah. Oh,
all right, thank you. Yes.
There's one more thing. Somebody online was saying that there was a reference to the Green Lantern, the movie Green Lantern in this episode. Did you catch it? I didn't catch it.
No.
It's
anyone? Did anyone?
The Ferris Jet
when Fire said he's going to shoot down the Ferris jet. Ferris.
Ferris. Oh. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's,
now I remember.
That's the Green Arrow's girlfriend's last name, which owns
the Green
like
Arrow,
the fleet.
Green Lantern.
I mean Green Lantern. There's so many green people here. Yes, Green Lantern's friend,
yeah,
girlfriend,
Ferris.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ferris, yes.
I heard online that they're going to try to tie in the movie Green Lantern to this TV show somehow, which I think is genius.
I don't know. Yeah,
nah,
I think they're stretching
it. Cool.
I mean, I can't see it, even though, you know, this has the same.
Yeah, it would be cool, Joe, but it's a stretch. I mean, come on. I mean, I know you're trying to buzz up the finale to get more viewers to watch now that the Green Lantern's been mentioned.
Yeah,
but that's a stretch. Yeah, that's a stretch. All right, Lauren, what was your favorite scene and why?
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to have to go with, since a lot of people mentioned the fight, I'll go with the interrogation scene because I just like the way it was, like, out. And
that was so good.
Yeah.
Tell us why, Lauren.
I don't know. That's why I like Oliver getting the beating from Dick.
Ooh, you're nasty. No, just
kidding. we were able to, you know, he was trying to get information from his mom about what was going to go down,
yes.
And there's no way that she's going to tell him just like that. So he had to do it the hard way, and, you know. So
right.
Yeah.
And then seeing Felicity's reaction when they both walk in, and
yeah.
She's like, I thought you were supposed to hold back your punches.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And Felicity had another slip-up. Do you guys remember the slip-up that she said in front of Oliver?
Playing doctor.
Yeah.
Playing doctor, yes.
I hope you continue that little...
Right?
Yes. You know, now every time they're in the room, I always look for a little slip-up because they should just continue that. Let's go around the room. Should they continue that every episode or every other episode or just stop it? Let's go to Matt from Florida.
I would say just stop it. I mean, yeah, those lines are funny. It's just I don't want her turning too much like Chloe.
I see. Very needy, very like, look at me.
and all
right, good.
Time.
All right, thanks, Matt. Regina,
yep.
Do you think they should continue these little slip-ups with Felicity?
Yes, they should.
Yep. Yes,
and
they should.
My
all right,
favorite
we got...
scene was all the Felicity scenes, you know.
She needs more screen time. Yes.
I mean, she was funny.
She almost made me hack just from looking at her. I don't know why. All right, Joe from Krypton.
Oh, man, I'm not trying to be perverted, but geez, Felicity's absolutely sexy. I think I want to see, like, at least a kissing scene between those two.
You never know. Never say never, right?
As much as I like Laurel and I think she's absolutely gorgeous, I would really like to see something happen with Oliver and Felicity. She's too much of a
team.
Yeah.
But then we all know, if you're a DC fanboy, we know who she ends up with.
Oh, yeah, of course. Black Canary, no doubt.
No, she does. Felicity.
Oh, yeah.
Who does she end up with?
Well, she's
Firestorm.
Oh,
she ends up.
Right?
She marries
that.
Firestorm. Yeah, if you guys are a DC
that.
Fan.
Yeah, you got
yeah.
me there.
So yeah, Felicity eventually marries Firestorm. Let's go to Lauren. Lauren, do you think they should continue these Felicity slip-ups?
What do you mean, Felicity? I'm taking pause from the conversation.
You don't know what we're talking about? Okay, really quick. Remember when she's in the casino and she says, oh, you know, I like you having you inside me. And then she goes, shoot, did I just say that? And then Oliver's like, don't. And then this week she said, last time you did this, I was playing doctor with you or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, I like that she provides levity to the show, so,
yes.
You know, I don't mind.
All right. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you so much for your little input there. And thank you guys for listening to the Arrow Talk podcast. It went so fast, but check this out. Next week, we have the last episode, the finale. And because it's the finale, we're going to have a two-hour podcast right after the West Coast feed of Arrow. So that means 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday. We're going to have a two-hour podcast, and then we're going to continue the fun on Thursday on our regular night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 hours. So that means we're doing 4 hours of podcasting next week.
Awesome.
So if you can't make it on Wednesday, we'll be back on Thursday. So we'll have tons to talk about. Hopefully we won't be disappointed, and that's it. So that was my big announcement. We have 4 hours of podcasting next week, so please join us. You don't have to join us for all 4 hours, but if you do, you're more than welcome. All right, let's go around the room. Give us your shout-out as we end our show. Let's go to Matt from Florida.
Oh, my name is Oliver Queen.
Podcast, and I'm so pumped for the finale.
All right, thank you, Matt. Regina, give us your shout-out.
Can't wait for next week, and it was fun as always.
It was. Thank you, Regina. And Joe from Krypton?
Oh, it was a fantastic episode. Can't wait for the finale, and you can follow me on Twitter at RedBlueSuperDude.
All right, follow him. He knows a lot of Superman stuff. Let's go to Lauren.
Can't wait for the finale, and you can reach me on Twitter at LaurenTVEA.
All right, great website. Continue the awesome work that you guys are doing.
Thanks.
Okay, bye, Lauren. All right, now join us again next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then on Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 hours each night. So join us then, and have a good night. Bye.